Hello, my name is Latasha. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
No, I'm so glad to get a person. I have signed up with UAB and with the Jefferson County, and I filled out with UAB at least three times, and with Jefferson County at least twice. And I went the first time with my husband because he's older than I was. And so they told me in the car, they had me fill out one form then, said they couldn't do it because I was 74 then. And they said, you'll be on the next, on the next list. And I've been looking almost every day, and it's been weeks now. And I am 74, and I do have a heart situation, and I am the caregiver for my husband, and I really need, to get it. I haven't, I'm just not hearing anything from them, no response from any of them. Can please help me?
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
All we do is pre-register here, but when you pre-registered, did you call the number where you was pre-registered for? Did you write that information down?
I don't know of any. I just went to the UAB registration something, and then filled out the forms. Actually, I've done it at least three times.
Okay. Jefferson County have their own availability of, Jefferson County have their own vaccine line, appointment line.
So I did.
I was going to say, try to call that number back and see if someone at that line can help you, because we can't do registrations for Jefferson County.
Yeah, sure. What about, I did it. At least three with UAB, and went with my husband in the car, and they said, in fact, they gave me a registration then, which I had already filled out, one online, and then later did another when I didn't hear anything, and they said they'll be calling you up, and then now it's gone down to 65 to to whatever, and I'm 74, and in a few months I'll be 75, but. Can you help me with that, with the UAB, when any of them? I just don't know why they're not telling it. It made it. Am I supposed to do anything else other than fill out that form?
No, ma'am. We've been having a lot of return calls on people that have not been receiving phone calls. So what it is, we're having, when you pre-register more than one time, and like multiple people are doing it, it's throwing it off some. Because it's probably calling the same person probably two, three times. So it will have the appointment line backed up. But once they do get an available appointment time and date, they are going down the list, reaching out to everyone. And then we don't know if, how many vaccines every department have in. So when they run out, they probably stop setting up appointments in time. But when they do have them in, they will start reaching out to everyone again, making appointments for the vaccine.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just really, and you said I wasn't supposed to do anything else. Is that a call? I mean, I didn't call, that I registered on the internet for Jefferson County and UAB. And I'm wondering, should I go to one that I don't have to have an appointment?
You will have to go to that business personally and check and see. You have a lot of companies not answering the phone because they know they're going to have a lot of COVID calls coming in for the vaccination. Uh-huh. And a lot of people are doing mainly walk-ups. So if you want to go over there and check and see, you probably get more information there. Because at this line here, we only do pre-registration. And yeah. I can give you some places. Let me see. Testing sites. Let me see if I can look up a couple of testing sites for you. Where are you located again, ma'am?
Near Cahaba Heights.
What's your county?
By what? Jefferson.
Your county. Oh, that's correct. Jefferson. Ooh. Let me see if I can help you. Because we don't feel so little.
The problem is, gee, standing for so long, you know. You know, as far as the walk-up goes, but.
Yes. I mean, just to go and just to see if you can get some information. I have two places. I don't know if you know about
yeah.
them. Do you know where Adamsville is?
Yes, pretty far from here.
It is? Okay.
Go ahead.
You could try another one. Do you know
what about it?
How far is Mountain Brook from you?
Oh, here, right here.
Okay. Do you know Rich's Pharmacy?
No. What's the name of it again?
Rich's Pharmacy, R-I-T-C-H, Pasfiz Pharmacy.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Go ahead.
Okay, I can give you the address also.
Okay.
The address is 2714.
Uh-huh.
C as in cat, A,
uh-huh.
H as in hat, A, B as in boy, A. So that's C-A-H-A. B.A. Cahaba or something like that.
I got you. I got it.
Okay,
you
and that is local. No, ma'am,
sorry,
I do not.
That's okay. And what was the last thing you were saying before I interrupted?
It's in Mountain Brook.
Okay, all right. That's closer.
Okay,
that's
I also
closer.
Have one more. How far is St. Clair from you?
Pretty far. I don't even know.
Okay, I have another one. How far is Fairfield from you?
That's pretty far. You don't have a Homewood, do you?
Okay, hold on. I have one more. I have Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes.
Okay, is Southview Medical Group?
It's called what again?
Southview. Like the south side or north, south, east, west, Southview Medical
okay.
Group.
South.
Medical group.
Medical group. Okay.
Okay. And the address to them is 833.
ST. I'm sorry, what again? 833 what?
Saint ST, Saint Vincent Drive.
Oh, St. Vincent's Drive, okay.
And that's in Birmingham, Alabama. Where, yeah, Birmingham,
right.
Alabama, and the county is Jefferson.
Okay, great. Is that a walk-in? Or?
That information I do not know. I'm just providing you with some test sites.
Oh, those are test sites.
Yes, ma'am.
So we don't know, but... Do they give the shots? You don't know?
Yes, ma'am, they should.
Okay, good. Okay. I thank you so much. I really appreciate excuse me. You don't have any CVSs near us that do that, do you?
That information I do not know.
That's okay. Well, listen, I thank you so much for your help and that you care.
Okay, and if you can't reach anyone, you can just give us a call back and we can try some other locations.
Thank you so much, here.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. I hope we was able to help you, ma'am. Thank you for calling the Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye-bye.
All right.